USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Republican political operative and longtime friend of Donald Trump's, Roger Stone, has been sentenced to 40 months in prison after being convicted of 7 felony counts involving obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. The case linked to the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. After the sentence was announced yesterday, President Trump said,
"What happened to him is unbelievable. They say he lied, but other people lied too."
President Trump arguing that many other high-profile individuals have gotten away with worse crimes. He cited in particular his former rival Hillary Clinton. The president not ruling out pardoning Stone in the future. Bernie Sanders leading the Democratic pack in a number of states that will be voting on Super Tuesday, including North Carolina and Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump riffing on the issues before a large crowd at a rally in Colorado Springs last evening. Healthcare was one of those issues.
Washington Democrats have never been more extreme. Taking cues from crazy Bernie Sanders, 132 congressional Democrats have signed up for Bernie's healthcare takeover that would strip 180 million Americans of their great private coverage that you want.
A Taliban leader says the terrorist group will soon sign what he calls a historic agreement with the United States. The deputy leader of the terrorist organization saying in an op-ed in the New York Times yesterday, the deal would reduce violence for 7 days and could lead to the withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. However, a number of Afghan experts and others say that it was wrong for the Times to have given a platform to the leader of that terrorist organization. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A winter storm dumping snow on millions in North Carolina and the state of Virginia this morning. More than 12 million Southerners are under winter weather alerts, including folks in Charlotte and Raleigh, North Carolina, the state's two biggest cities. A longtime wish coming true this weekend for retired Miami Heat superstar Dwayne Wade. The team is going to retire his number 3 jersey on Saturday night at halftime during the Heat's game against the Cleveland Cavaliers at American Airlines Arena. Some new Barbies are being released, and USA Radio's Wendy King tells us who they look like.
Toy maker Mattel is introducing 3 new dolls in its Inspiring Women line of Barbie dolls. They feature the likenesses of accomplished women throughout history. The new set features dolls based on Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Jean King, and Florence Nightingale. Each of the dolls costs $29.99 and can be purchased on the Barbie website or other retailers. The collection previously included dolls based on the likenesses of Sally Ride, Rosa Parks, and Amelia Earhart.
And forget about running into Costco for a quick bite of pizza or a hot dog if you're not a member. The big box retailers always required a membership for the food court, but it never really enforced it until now. A new crackdown is scheduled to begin on the 16th of next month. There are postings of photos of the store signs already online. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.